Imagine if Norman Mailer could bring himself to go to Israel, or Saul Bellow, that Mandarin, to Beijing, or Toni Morrison to Accra or Brazzaville. Günter Grass leaves the West for Calcutta because he's disgusted. What disgusts him are the two Germanys growing ever more alike, gobbledygook and social democratic neither nor, frozen cheerfulness and stylized warmth behind burglar-proof glass. He can't stand people whose main concerns are television at breakfast and the half-life of their vegetables, clearance sales and postmodern telephone booths, relationships in easily transported boxes, and required courses in how to cope with grief. What he finds during the 6 months of his second visit to Calcutta is a sense of shame. Grass determines to measure everything, including himself, by Calcutta, a city that jolts out of focus, wrenches askew, that plummets, he says, as if an expressionist had invented this rush of streets for a woodcut of epileptic collapse. Only the sleepers remain real. It's a city he loves in spite of itself, for its Bengali lyrics and its sitar melancholy and its moonlit courtyards, a city damned to offer lodgings to every human misery. In his diary, and in his violent, smudgy drawings, and little poems in the regrettable manner of those he wrote for his novel The Rat, he'll paint for us the acrid smoke of open fires fed with cakes of dried cow dung, vultures and crows and children living on a garbage dump, bodies wrapped like mummies, rows of child bundles, old women on funeral pyres at the crematorium, sticking out from under the shrouds, rubbed with ghee, a clarified butter, so that their skulls glisten. Against the architecture of his own modern Germany, he will celebrate the slum hovels of Calcutta, created from bare necessity. Set one of these hovels down next to the Deutsche Bank high-rise in Frankfurt. That high-rise, quote, that hewn granite sculpture, loves only itself. Beautiful, maybe, but its business is to endorse, quote, the circulation of money stamped valid for eternity. If, says Grass, you replaced that granite celebrating its flawless self and set down instead one single slum hovel as authentic as want had made it, right next to the glassy arrogance of the Deutsche Bank, beauty would at once be on the side of the hovel, and truth too, even the future. Grass all but screams, the mirrored art of all those palaces consecrated to money would fall to its knees, because the slum hovel belongs to tomorrow. Who will make the revolution that saves Calcutta? Not Marx, says Grass, nor Mao. He looks to Kali, goddess of destruction, the terrible black mother with 10 arms and a sword and a spear and a shield and a strangling noose, a necklace of skulls and a girdle of severed hands. This is the Kali we see in the temples, under a layer of black enamel, eyes ringed, palms red, surrounded by women with Dracula teeth, holding tiny men in their talons, biting off heads and hands and sexual organs. In blood-drunk ecstasy, Kali cast down her own consort, Siva, and danced on his stomach, and then, because she was ashamed of herself, she stuck out her tongue. Günter Grass sticks out his tongue.